VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, guys? Are you still struggling with starting a love story with someone? You just can't find your soulmate, or the people you love just can't love you back the way you do? Well, lucky for you guys, because today's video tells you how to make someone fall in love with you scientifically, which I believe is more efficient than theory. Well, anyways, let's start with the sentence first. Probably the best way to fall in love is intimacy. The act of sharing a little bit about yourself and having someone respond in kind. Of course, this happens naturally, usually.
或许让人坠入爱河最好的方法就是亲密感了，像是与别人分享你自己，然后某人善意回复你的这种行为，这理所当然地通常应该是自然的发生的。 好，那接着我们来看一下这个句子的发音。那首先我们看到the act of sharing。那在这里因为 act 是母音开头，所以它前面的the 我们要念作the the act the act。接着我们看到 a little bit，这里的 little 的 t 我们会把它弱化，所以它听起来会像 little。 然后接着后面的 bit 在这里其实也可以把 t 的尾音省略，所以会听起来是 a little bit about yourself, a little bit about yourself. 那接着我们看到 respond in kind， 那在这里 respond 跟应会做连音，所以 respond 的 d 会跟后面的应一起念，所以听起来会像是 responding, responding. Alright， 以上这些大家学会了吗？那我们再来念一次句子。 Probably the best way to fall in love is intimacy, the act of sharing a little bit about yourself and having someone respond in kind. Of course, this happens naturally, usually.
接着就是单字的部分，首先我们看到第一个字是 intimacy， 它是一个名词，意思是亲密、密切。 And the sentence is like this. The intimacy between the boss and the secretary has aroused the suspicion of the boss wife.
老板与秘书之间的亲密关系已经引起老板娘的怀疑，所以句子中的 secretary 就是秘书。 Arouse 的意思是引起，那 suspicion 就是怀疑，像是嫌犯就叫做 suspect。接着我们看到第二个单字叫做
respond， 它是一个动词，意思是回答或者是作答。比如说像这样 ，I knocked on the door for 5 minutes， but no one responded。
我敲门敲了5分钟，但没有人回应。 那 respond 它有一个名词叫做 response， 就是把 d 改成 se 就会变成它的名词，那一样也是回答的意思。那我们来看一下例句。The
police interrogated the suspect, but he didn't get any response at all.
警方审问了嫌疑犯，但他根本没有得到任何回应。那 interrogate 意思就是审问，所以通常是用在比较像是警方拷问嫌疑犯那种。 情况，这可能会比较暴力啊，或者是带有威胁。然后接着就出现我们的 suspect 的意思，就是嫌疑犯。那它还有另外一个发音叫做
suspect。当它叫做 suspect 的时候，它是一个动词，意思是怀疑。那 at all 它是用在否定句或者是疑问句。那所以在这个句子中，它就是表示它完全没有得到任何的回应。接着我们看到最后一个单字叫做
naturally。
它是一个副词，意思是大自然地。那你可以在句子中这样子用。
He didn't ask if I would like to be his girlfriend. We just naturally became a couple.
他没有问我想不想跟他交往，我们自然而然的就在一起了。那句子中的 couple 就是情侣的意思。
那最最最后我们来看 naturally 的名词，就是 nature。那这个字的意思是大自然，那有一个字汇你可能很常看到，叫做 Mother Nature。 那我们来看一下要怎么用这个字。 We should cherish the nature resources that Mother Nature gives us. 我们应该要珍惜大自然给我们的自然资源。那句子中的 cherish 就是珍惜的意思， resources 呢则是资源。那要注意的地方是，当你写到 Mother Nature 的时候，这两个字的开头都要记得大写 O。
Alright, you know, I think the best way to make someone fall in love with you is to show him or her how rich you are. No, I'm just kidding. You should show that you're genuine and just do not push them too hard. Well, don't forget to record the sentence before you go pursuing your love. See ya. Bye.